This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Every month, one out of seven people on this planet wind up one way or another watching a YouTube video. The streaming video site owned by Google since 2006 has become, I think it is fair to say, a cultural icon, but still somehow cannot turn a profit. Rolf Winkler's piece on the company in the Wall Street Journal today is headlined, YouTube, 1 billion viewers, no profits. Rolf, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What is YouTube doing then that it has $4 billion in revenue, a billion viewers, and it's not making any money?
What are they doing? What they're doing is they're investing in tons of servers worldwide to make sure that you get speedy videos with no buffering, and they're also spending a lot of money paying creators to produce the content that you see on YouTube.
What's the core problem then? I mean, what nut have they not yet cracked, do you suppose?
Well, one nut they haven't cracked is expanding their audience beyond teens and tweens. Those
right.
are really some of the viewers that YouTube today really, really caters to. A lot of people say YouTube needs content that will appeal to everyone else.
So let's just go ahead and say it. The problem is that a lot of stuff that's on YouTube is garbage.
A lot of it doesn't appeal to, say, you or me, Kai. That's absolutely for sure.
Okay.
The thing that really hits you is how tough it is to yeah. run YouTube. Because let's think about this. Everyone's saying, hey, invest in more content. Content creators are saying, hey, you don't pay us enough, a big enough share of advertising revenue. And meanwhile, let's keep in mind, this isn't a site that makes money. Now, there are some solutions they're looking toward. They're now looking at subscriptions, for instance. They want right. to create something like Netflix. They're starting with music. If they're able to build successful subscription businesses, well, then that's more money that they could potentially use to invest in better content.
How much of a problem is it for them that everybody and their grandma now is doing video, whether it's short form like Vines and Instagram or whether it's long form like Amazon Studios and Amazon Prime and Netflix?
I think the interesting challenge there is that for the first time, YouTube is going to have serious competition in 2015. And in particular from Facebook. You see Facebook streaming a lot more videos now,
yeah.
and it appears Facebook is working on maybe its own video destination. Makes sense that they'd be working on something like that, because why send all these video advertising dollars to YouTube, for instance, when you can be capturing more of those yourself? And the reason this is interesting, the reason this is a potential challenge, is that you don't go to YouTube.com a lot to check your videos. Right now, if people are treating it like a repository, a video repository, a library that you sort of go and look up that video when somebody else sends you a funny link. The point being, what if people started pointing to a different site? What if they're pointing to Facebook videos?
And that's the other problem, right? That YouTube is the old guy on the block now, so to speak. They're the giant that everybody's going after.
Absolutely. And one thing that they have going for them to keep in mind is that they do pay people. A lot of content creators, I report on YouTube all the time, and there's a constant complaint from them that YouTube doesn't pay us enough.
Hmm.
And the thing that YouTube says, and quite rightly, we pay you something. No one else is paying you anything. Now, that's for the moment, however.
Right.
And when Facebook figures out the revenue model and how to kick some of that back, well, then you could start seeing people shifting more from YouTube and going more to Facebook.
Rolf Winkler covers technology for the Wall Street Journal. He does it out of San Francisco. Rolf, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.